welcome. This is DJC at ACBRadio.org with news and views you can use. And very special greetings to you. My name is Don Coco. I'm from Sacramento, California. Most people know me as DJC. I'm here with another review for you on Main Menu today. The name of the program is called Alert Me. And what Alert Me does, it allows you to set up different sounds for different alerts where weather is concerned. For example, you could have a sound for hurricane, a different sound for tornado, a different sound for snow advisory, a different sound for heat index, another sound for wind index, and so forth. They have quite a large number of sounds in this program that you can customize. The program only comes with one sound, but they're WAV files, so you certainly can set up your own WAV files. What impresses me about this particular program is the depth of information available. And we're going to get to it right now. As I say, the program is sitting on my system tray. It's actually been running. When you install the demo copy, it will run for 30 days. The cost of the program is $30 US. It'll run for 30 days, and you'll be able to monitor entire states if you would like to do that. So you can monitor your whole state, or you can monitor a specific county. For example, I live in Sacramento, California, which is Northern California, and I care to monitor Sacramento County because I live in the county of Sacramento. But I could switch it to statewide, and I could monitor the whole state of California if that were my desire. So it's got two different modes. Let's take a look at it right now. Now, the first thing I'm going to do, as I say, it's on the system tray. So the first thing I'm going to do is come across its icon.
Graphic, SAC Executive ARP 66 Sunny.
Okay, it said SAC Executive ARP 66 Sunny. What it's displaying on the system tray here is it's displaying the temperature and Sacramento Executive Airport. And they've got airport abbreviated ARPT. Now, you can left or right click on this program. Doesn't seem to matter, so let's left click it.
Alert me, SAC Executive ARP 66 Sunny. Button. Minimize alert.
Okay, now we've brought it up, and we're now in
top
the window.
Left.
So let's go
side
to the top
north, west,
left
south
of the window. And we have, at the very top.
Button. Convect. Graphic. Alert me, SAC Executive ARP 66 Sunny. Graphic. Arrow.
That's the same information I just read. Sacramento 66 Sunny. You can do some of the movement here with the tab key. We'll show you that. However, at this particular point, we would like to use the mouse pointer to show you what we're doing here. So let's down arrow with the mouse pointer of Window Ice.
Button. Convective Development.
Convective Development, what that means is that's the name of their, actually, the name of their official company. And if you click on that, you go out to the web to their official pages, which is, again, http://aprweather.com. And that's what that is. The next one.
Button. Check for software updates.
Allows me to check for software updates. If they had a new Alert Me program, I could check. The next one.
Default. Button. Minimize alert. Minimize alert me and run in the background while you perform other tasks.
I will say one thing I really like about this program. They've got wonderful tool tips in this program. It's one of the best programs I've seen. They've really got the tool tips really properly defined in this program. So when you come across these different icons, it reads most of them quite well. The next one.
HTTP World Wide Web Point AprilWeather.com.
It's just reading http://www.aprweather.com. That's where it's getting its weather information from. The next one.
Button. Calculations. Click to make calculate humidity, dew point, and wind shear, as well as convert units of temperature, pressure, wind speed, wind direction, and more.
What this means is if I click, I'll go out to the web, and I can convert Fahrenheit to Celsius and so forth, Celsius to Fahrenheit and so forth and so on with all the different measurements. The next one.
Button. Options. Edit your alert me system settings.
This is the options dialog, and it's quite extensive in the fact that you can set up different wave files for each sound. You can make adjustments for the state and all that, and I'll show you the options a little bit later. Let's just continue here as we're looking at the main window of Alert Me.
Button. Registration. Registration information on how to purchase or to whom this is registered to, if already purchased.
This will show you who purchased the program, if it's registered, or how to register it. And like I say, all you do is click these different buttons, and you will, in most cases, you'll go to the web, because most of this stuff is on their web, the website.
Button. Help. Troubleshooting and frequently asked questions.
Yep, they have a help page here, which will give you some information.
Button. Version. Current version information of Alert Me.
This will show you the current version of Alert Me, and at the moment of recording, it's version 4.51.
Button. Disclaimer.
This is their disclaimer, that they won't be held liable if, you know, you have a hurricane in your area, and you're trying to get them to announce it, and they didn't announce it, and you still had a hurricane. In other words, they're not liable, is what they're basically saying there.
Button. Contact us. Email Convective Development with questions, concerns, or problems with Alert Me.
I guess you can contact them if you have a problem with Alert Me.
Alert Me is monitoring weather in the state of California. Watch data ingested, 162.
Okay, this watch data ingested, what this means, it actually looks at two different servers. And it's updating the weather fairly frequently, like every couple of minutes it's actually pinging and checking for weather. It's very up-to-date. I'm impressed by the way it actually is up-to-date. It impresses me quite a bit, but that's what that statement there means.
Specifically the counties of Sacramento, Tremaine.
Okay, specifically what he said there, I know it didn't pronounce quite right, but specifically the county of Sacramento, and then it said enter name a few more times. And the reason it said that is because he allows you to monitor up to four different counties. So, you live in a big state, okay, and you would like to monitor more than one county, but you don't want to monitor the whole state. He allows you to type in four different counties. I'm only monitoring one because I'm only interested in monitoring, at least for this demo, the area of Sacramento where I live. So I'm just monitoring Sacramento County. But you can monitor up to four counties. It's pretty good that way.
Current time, local, 10:52 a.m., Greenwich Mean Time, UTC, 1852.
That's a clock, and he's showing, as you heard, the current time. It's 10:52 a.m. as I record this on a Thursday morning. He's not giving the date, but it is a Thursday morning.
Hourglass.
And he also is showing you the UTC or Greenwich Mean Time. That's pretty good. That's real handy for those of us who work in ACB radio. We need to know both times. So that's pretty good. He does display both times. And this is useful if you were in a military situation using this program. You definitely do need to know Zulu time or UTC GMT time. Very, very important.
Current conditions. Web links. Arrow.
Now we've got current conditions and web links. I guess if I clicked that button, I would go to probably the web and all kinds of information that I could find about all areas of California and so forth.
Data obtained. 10:18 and 3:29:01.
The last time he took data was at 10:18 a.m.
Button. Update. Click to update the current condition information now.
Now I can click this button, and he actually will update the current conditions if I choose to do that. We're still reading down with the mouse, so we will continue to do that.
City. Sky.
City and sky is what he's saying there. He's got city and then a colon and then sky. So basically he's going to read the city and sky conditions here.
SAC Executive ARPT. Displays the city that the current condition information is for, I mean.
Sacramento Executive ARPT, or airport, is where the weather comes from here. So that's what he's showing. Sacramento Executive Airport, SAC, is the abbreviation for Sacramento.
Sunny.
It's sunny, yes it is. It's beautiful here today.
66.
66 degrees Fahrenheit is the current temperature.
Temp. Line. Arrow.
Temperature and wind are the next table that's below here.
N16G20, I mean.
N16, I guess that would be north 16, I guess miles per hour. I'm not really sure because it says G20, and I don't know what G stands for. I'm pretty familiar. I've been on weather not a long time. I'm pretty familiar with most of their abbreviations, but G is one that I'm not really sure what that means. Anyway, G20 is what it shows there.
Dew point, pressure, arrow.
Then we have dew point and pressure.
50, I mean.
50 is the dew point, and the pressure...
29.96S.
29.96S, as in Sam, is what it is. So 29.96 is the current barometer.
Humidity, arrow.
Then we have humidity.
56, I mean.
Now, and that's 56%, so not too humid here at the moment.
Alerts captured by alerts me, nothing active, arrow.
Alerts captured by alert me, nothing active.
Button, clear. Click to clear all contents of the captured alerts box below.
Click to clear all contents of the alert box below.
Convective development.
Then it says convective development.
Special statement.
Special statement.
If convective development displays convective development announcements, I mean, statement will display here.
This is this box below that just said clear. If they had a, I guess if they had a special statement for me, it would be displayed here. But as I say, as I record this, it is a perfect, beautiful day. We have no alerts, no nothing here.
Status. Arrow.
Then we have status.
None.
And then none at the bottom of the screen. And that's it. There you go. That's the way the program basically is laid out on the main screen. Let me locate
button.
Options.
Check for software update. Default.
Because I would
button.
Like to...
HTTP button.
I'd like to show the options
button.
Here.
Options.
Here we
edit
go.
Your alert me system settings. Left.
So we'll
alert
left click that, and we
button.
Have options.
Registration.
And we have all kinds of different options here.
Shot
let's
left.
Take
size
a look
northwest,
at what we
southeast.
Have here.
System status. Arrow. Windows 98.
Okay, that's just telling me that I'm running Windows 98.
LAN proxy.
Then they have a proxy settings, which don't work for me, but if you were in a part of the world where you use proxies, you'd want this.
Online.
And it shows that I'm online. Yes, the weather program is online.
HTTP World Wide Web Points Convective and Development Points com.
HTTP www Convective Development .com.
Area setup. Alert options. Connection.
So we have alert options, area setup, and connection are the basically the tabs that we're interested in here.
State, nearest city.
Then we have below that, state, nearest city. This is, let's see, the area connection tab I'm in right at the moment.
California, I mean.
California.
Arrow. SAC Executive Arpt,
SAC
I mean.
Executive Airport.
Arrow. Enter up to four counties that you only want to warn for.
Right, I can enter four different counties that I want to warn for, and they have
Sacramento.
I've got Sacramento.
Enter name, radio button, graphic, specific county S, check, arrow.
Right, specific counties is checked. That's what I'm doing rather than statewide.
Enter name, I mean.
But I could tell
enter name. Note: enter name should reside in any field not used. Arrow.
Right, okay, what they do is they have fields for the different things. So, Sacramento goes in one field, and then you would tab over. Okay, it's not a comma. You would tab over for different fields.
If you know of a city that should be added. In the nearest city field, simply type in the city in caps. And hit save. If it returns data, click the link below. But, did we leave out a city?
That's if you enter a city that's not listed here and, you know, it should be listed, you can get them to add it. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty smart program, I will say that.
Button. Calculations.
Then they have different buttons, calculations.
Button. Save.
Then they have a save button to save the preferences.
Default. Button. Registration.
Registration.
Button. Help.
That's a help.
Button. Version.
Version. That's to show you the version.
Button. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer. These are the buttons that we read before.
Button. Feedback.
And they have a feedback button.
You must be
connected
to. Use this.
You must be connected to the internet to use the service. For some reason,
program.
I'm going up and it's not quite program. Reading this quite correctly, but what he's saying is you must be connected to the internet
shot
to
left.
Use this shot. Service. Now, let me
Windows
go to...
Windows 98.
I would like to go to the option
online.
That says...
HTTP.
see if I can
area
find it here.
Alert options.
I'd like to go to alert options, I believe. It's the one I would like to go. Hold on a minute. I'll find it here.
R. Space. Left. Custom control. Checkbox. Graphic. Auto print issued warnings. Checkbox. Graphic. Email alerts. Button. Customize.
I can have it email alerts if I want to do that. And they've got a customize button here.
Checkbox. Graphic. Run at startup.
I can have it run at startup if I choose to do that.
Checkbox. Graphic. Play audio alerts.
Play audio alerts.
Button. Customize.
Customize the audio alerts. Let's click
button.
That. And see
customize.
What happens.
Alert me sounds. Combo.
Alert me
edit
sounds.
Box.
Then they have a combo edit box.
Severe G-storm warning.
It's the first one. And they have all the different sounds.
Tornado
Let's
warning.
Go through them. Tornado warning is the first one.
Severe G-storm warning.
Severe thunderstorm warning.
Flood warning.
Flood warning.
High wind warning.
High wind warning.
Wind advisory.
Wind advisory.
Heat advisory.
Heat advisory.
Winter storm warning.
Winter storm warning.
Winter weather advisory.
Winter weather advisory.
Wind chill advisory.
Wind chill advisory.
Wind chill advisory. Severe weather statement.
Severe weather statement.
Dense fog disagreement.
Dense fog advisory.
Wash issuance statement.
Wash issuance statement. They have quite a few anyway.
Tornado warning.
We'll just go back to the top. So, you got a tornado warning.
Combo box.
And then they have...
combo. Edit box. Combo box.
Let's see. They have another combo box here, which is...
D-to-B. List box. The arrow. The button. Okay. Dialog. Error. Graphic. Graphic. Drive error. Default. Button.
Oh,
okay.
I'm going across my drive
bottom
here,
left.
And I'm getting drive
default.
Errors here.
Button.
Oh, okay.
Left. Alert me sounds.
Okay. So they have a drive box here. So I guess
list
you can
box.
Find the sounds. I don't care much for the way they lay these type of boxes out. They're kind of hard to work with. You can do it, though.
FTP. Most 40.
So I'm actually on my D drive here, I see. So I guess I would locate the... a wave folder, and then I would customize each sound for each event
list box.
That I want.
Button. Save sound changes.
And that's basically how I do it, and then I would save the sound changes.
Button. Test sound.
And then I guess I could test the sound, too, huh? That's pretty good. But, of course, I have no sound going here, so I have no way that I can actually test the sound for
caps off.
I'm afraid.
Button. Use default.
I have used default.
Dialogue. Alert me.
And that is the default sound that they offer.
Bottom left,
and
default.
It pops up
button.
A dialogue
okay.
box that says...
You may have to close alert me and restart it for these changes.
Just you know, if you make changes.
Alert me sound.
I just press the default so you can hear that. That's the default sound he gives you. It's a siren, is what it is.
Combo, edit box, tornado.
Yeah, that's basically how this great program works. I think on the whole, I think it's a good program, and I think that if you have a chance, check it out.
Default.
Because it's not really too bad a program. You can pick it up from www.aprweather.com. That's www.alphapaparomeoweather.com. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the main menu team, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thank you for listening.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time to log off for another week. On behalf of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Main Menu.